All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I seen about a week or so that Hootie and Bare Naked Ladies go out on tour together. I mean, this is the show I've been looking forward to for the last, I don't know, 20 years. I'm going to go. I don't care if I have to fly there.
Are you so pumped?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so pumped. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Fly where? Like, where's the nearest?
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Nope. If I get a weekend, because I'm about to start getting pretty busy again. I've had a couple weeks where I've only had two jobs. I'm about to go and start doing, like, nine jobs again. I'm going to go.
And just let her cry.
Come on. The hits of the 80s and 90s and today. What?
Now, have you ever seen Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah.
I know you've seen Darius,
Bare
obviously.
Bare Naked Ladies a couple times.
And Hootie.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I get on, I should mention this on tomorrow's show too, I get on the Bare Naked Lady Instagram.
What?
And
oh, no.
I comment on every picture almost.
Stop it.
And like if you go over, let me see.
Oh my gosh. If you're like Ray with Sam Hunt.
You're trying to live the chat room life again.
No, listen. I go over to the Bare Naked Ladies and I write underneath every Bare Naked Ladies picture. I'm like, hey, Ed, do you want to be friends? They never respond. He never responds. I wrote, this is one I wrote 18 hours ago. Yo, Ed, those Adidas are sick. Let's talk about shoes and be friends. What do you say? DM me. no one ever responds. And then I went there. Yeah, I do it like all the time. So.
And now you're thinking like if you go to the show, you get to see him in person and
like
ask
this one.
Him in person?
Hey, Ed, what do you think about you and me and striking up a friendship? Nothing. Some other people comment, but no, Ed never does. The lead singer of Bare Naked Ladies. Remember we talked about who we want our friend to be on social media?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yours was Ed.
Mine was Ed. I wrote up, you see him?
Yeah.
I wrote on this one, hey Ed, you up for a new friendship? Hit my DM.
Oh no.
Ed never DMs me.
It's not good.
You're like Lunchbox and Johnny Bananas.
Yeah. Anyway. Whatever. I could end up being friends with Ed though.
Mm-hmm. Till
it
he
looks
sees
like
those.
You're trying.
It's been.
There it is.
Ed's got to do both parts though now. He sings and he does the rapping.
What's so?
Steven got kicked out of the band. The
oh,
singer,
no.
Years and years ago. What are we looking at? Schedule here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard some of the new Hootie.
What do you think?
I don't think I should say that.
Oh.
But I have.
How?
Darius.
Mm.
Friend- or Ed.
Ed's bootlegs and practices. What are you looking at?
They're here in September.
September, ooh. They're playing Bridgestone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you don't have to fly for
I
that.
Know, September 7th.
That's
am I good. On September 7th? Well, anyway, June, July, August. September 7th, I'm in St. Louis doing a Raging Idiot show. Oh. Eddie and I are. Yeah. Because we go back on the road and we're just kind of stuck. Anyway, I was misrepresented on Instagram this weekend by Morgan number 2. I'd like to just say. Was misrepresented.
Hmm. What happened?
I didn't realize what she said in one of Brunson's stories. She took a video of me, and in my hand, I had a popsicle.
Oh.
And I had like four chips, and I had a sparkling water.
Dang, going hard.
And she goes, well, look at you with a popsicle and some chips. It wasn't a pop.
Oh, it's sparkling water.
Oh, that's sparkling water.
It was waterly sparkling water.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Right. There's nothing, there's no calories.
It's not
to
a
it.
Soda.
But you thought it was, as you call it, a pop.
Yeah, I did think it was a pop.
It was not a pop. But I did go hard. I'm feeling it in my body today.
When's the last time you've had a pop?
I don't know.
Can't think that far back?
Mm-mm.
God, they're so good.
They're so good. But I had a lot of chips. I mean, I'm still feeling gross from today. Maybe that's why I'm breaking out.
Because you're four chips and
I mean,
a popsicle?
Maybe.
I had more than that. I had like...
Skin is your largest organ. It's like, what is this you're feeding me? Get out.
Oh, I had a lot of chips. Probably like half a bag.
Oh.
I had like half a bag of chips and I had four popsicles.
Oh.
And I think I'm breaking out from it. Something's breaking my body out. It sucks. I showed Amy a bump that came. She was and it's on my side. And she was like, does it itch? I'm like, of course it itches.
No, not all bumps itch.
No, some hurt.
This one itches though.
Okay.
And so I have it on my wrist. I did. I think it moved.
Oh, it moved
to your side.
Okay.
No, it still kind of itches here.
So it's your
it's
wrist
like
and your ankles?
Something.
Yeah, it could be. You were outside.
Chiggers. Were you rolling around in the grass?
No. do you have any itchies?
No.
No itchies?
Mm-mm.
That's okay. What I call them.
No itchies right now.
Well, I just wanted, because I had my pool cleaned and everything beforehand. I was like, what if the chemicals weren't balanced right?
Yeah, maybe. But no, I'm good. I think we're all good.
But my pool's not chlorine.
Salt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Is it? I don't know the difference.
I don't know. I mean, I know the difference. Chemically versus more naturally. Natural.
Yeah, but I don't know what's good and what's not.
Salt. But I'm just going to say that.
I don't
have a pool, but...
We're done. I know.
So you don't have to like do the little, I had one when I was growing up and we would have to test it with like drops and it would turn a certain color. And
the
if
pH
it was
the balance.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to do that because you have salt.
I mean, I don't know.
What am I doing asking.
Pool? I just look back at my backyard and sometimes there's like a...
Do you have like a pool boy?
Well,
yes, he does.
No, I have like a pool middle-aged hairy man.
I was there one day. We were riding, and we look out like, "Who's that guy?" Even Bobby goes, "What's that guy doing in my backyard?" Like,
I have a pool man that wears cutoffs. His shirt is usually dirty, and he has say sleeveless, and his beard is really long. I think I may have pool summer Santa Claus.
Huh. Or Stapleton.
Yeah, Stapleton side gig.
That's right. He does kind of like pull Stapleton.
Okay.
But he comes by and just checks on it. I don't even know what he does. Nobody needs a pool. I use it like twice a year. Once for this party.
I mean, it like came with the house. It's not like you like built the pool.
Oh, yeah. No, I would never have built the pool.
No.
I get no use out of it. And so, I mean, you guys can use it anytime you want.
Thank you.
I told Eddie too. You can have it.
I appreciate that.
Bring the kids.
We might go today.
What? I think when he's like gone. I think the rule should be like as long as Bobby's out of town because we don't want to invade your space.
Or you can be like, hey.
We're coming by?
Yeah.
Like an hour heads up?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as I'm like, what else? What would I be doing though?
No.
Unless I'm like.
Unless you have someone over.
That's the thing. You would think if I had like girls over and stuff, I'd be using the pool.
Yeah.
But I don't. And I don't.
Dang, man. You're missing out.
On.
That. You got everything you need. Just the girl.
Okay.
And do we need to put a calendar just in case we double book
the
pool?
Just call and be like, I'm coming over. All good.
Okay.
What do I care?
Sweet. Love it.
The end. Morgan number two went to Eric Church. Said it was good. How long did he play?
Yeah, I mean, he played for almost 4 hours totally.
To me, that's so a little crazy. Much for anyone.
That's a lot.
That's a little much for anyone. Like, I like Thanksgiving. But
Bruce Springsteen
there's only so much food I can eat and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
I would think after about 2 hours, I'm like, all right.
Wow.
Unless you're trying to set a record. But again, I like Eric Church, but I'm not someone who would sit through 4 hours. I'd probably do it for the Hootie.
Hootie, 4 hour Hootie show?
Yeah, but just keep playing your hits over and over again. And just let her cry. That's a lot. But it's good, huh?
Yeah, I stayed the whole time. He played one of my favorite songs that I've never gotten to hear him play before.
Springsteen?
No, it was Over When It's Over.
My Hometown.
He doesn't ever play it. And he
had the time
for 4 hours.
Mm.
He's like, he could play everything.
He's just coming
up
with
songs. He probably had to dig into those.
All right, this is Free Fallin'.
He seems so like, I was watching people's Instagram stories that were at the concert, and he just seems so... Cool and mysterious, and like he's up there on stage with his glasses, and at one point he had like an American flag caped over him.
I think it's every show.
Oh, is it?
For him, yeah.
Well, this is the only one I've seen as of late, and I was like, God, he just seems so...
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, who can do that?
Chief.
And he didn't have any opener, so he just comes out. How does that work with him just coming out?
Well, I mean, everybody showed up about like 8 o'clock. That's when the show was supposed to start. I think he went on about 8:15, 8:20. And it was packed. Everybody was there. Everybody was ready. Like, let's go. And by that time, everybody was pretty drunk, too. It was a pretty rowdy crowd.
And a good idea for them to put that on a Memorial Day weekend. So it's an event.
Yeah.
You know, they put it on Saturday
yeah.
night. It was
mm-hmm.
like I know people that came to town for that, and they could because it was a long weekend. You know, good on them. I like Eric, and you'll hear Eric and I talk later on this morning. But I don't know that I've been to a single concert for 4 hours or if I would enjoy anyone playing for 4 hours, but I don't have the patience for that.
Like, I could barely sit through Avengers.
I can't sit through our show for 4 hours, and it's a 5-hour show. You know?
Good one.
Thank you. We're going to get going here. Back at it. You can see Eddie and I, The Raging Idiots, our musical comedy show. We are on the road. We're actually playing Biloxi on Friday night of this week, but tickets have been sold out for a while. And I don't know if that's not officially part of this tour. We're going to do some of that stuff from the tour. But then we start in Denver, Chicago, San Antonio. Some of the shows are sold out.
But come to Amarillo, say St. Louis, sold out. Come to El Paso, opened up to tickets in Oklahoma City. Little Rock, I use the whole list. Anyway, we're all over the place. RagingIdiots.com.
Congrats on selling out Austin. Moody Theater. That's going to be cool.
It's pretty awesome, right?
That's going to be cool.
I know. I'm gonna try to come. Yeah. But I don't need a seat, do I? Because if it's sold out, I can get a ticket.
We can probably sneak you in.
Yeah. Can I?
I don't know. I have to see. Fire code.
Oh, geez.
Maybe one too many.
Gosh, I knew it was going to get to this point.
Which what?
Where I don't even know if I'm welcome at y'all's shows.
What are you talking about?
Of course
get
you're
to
not.
This point.
Where things just get too big, and it's like...
I watched the Coldplay documentary, speaking of that.
You did?
Did that happen? Did they... What? No. Did that happen? They did that to their friends?
It's a side note.
They iced them out? They're like, we're Coldplay now.
Did you know that their band Coldplay, they took it from another band named Coldplay, because they were like, we don't like this name anymore. And so they were like, okay, we'll take it. And then
so what happened to the other band?
Who knows? But they were like, Coldplay's a stupid name. We don't want it. And so Chris Martin and the other guy were like, okay, we'll take it.
Oh, they said it was stupid. We don't want
yes.
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
It's called Head Full of Dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kinda,
it's so good.
Like, even I would like it?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
I can't wait for the Raging Idiots documentary. I like that.
Okay. That's every day on this show. But the guy that shot it was friends with them before they were a band. He was friends with just the normal, so he started like recording them.
Mike D.
And so
one day your stuff's gonna be used.
Anyway, okay.
What are you talking
about? That would be because he already films y'all. Y'all don't see his little things that he makes.
Yes,
like he's already,
of course we
no,
see them.
But he makes them about him.
No,
it's the day in his
whatever,
his life.
I bet in 20 years the footage will surface and it'll be like
surface. It's already existing.
Bones, how cool is that part though? When he says, "Just watch in 4 years."
Oh, yeah, he's like 4 years, and then they're headlining a national stage.
He goes, 4 years, you're going to know who we are, and we're going to be headlining this stage. And then they cut, and it's like 4 years to the mark.
Four days later, they're playing like Glastonbury.
And everyone knows who Coldplay is.
Pretty cool. It's pretty good.
That is neat.
And they talked about how it went from Coldplay, this alternative-ish band, who came at a time with Limp Bizkit when it was very aggressive. And they were like, we're like...
Yellow.
And everyone's like, Dojita. You know, so they've got like Clocks and Yellow and The Scientist and Limp Bizkit and Korn and all those bands are very aggressive. And so then Coldplay becomes the sound because they kind of lead it in. And then it goes to where then they're like the douchey band where people are like, Coldplay's just a bunch of people to pee the bed. It just shows you how everything.
Oh, I never knew they had a douchey phase.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, most people.
I think they're still considered
people,
that.
Once you hit a point of being super famous, enough people then don't like you because so many people know you that they create this backlash against you. It's not that
so
anything
twisted.
Really changes.
Yeah.
Well, it actually makes sense because if you're small, not a lot of people know about you. Therefore, there aren't as many haters that can create a hater movement about you. But it's when you become so big that so many people love you that just by the numbers, there are going to be more people that don't like you. And if there is an X amount of number that don't like you, they can create some sort of we don't like you movement. Imagine Dragons are going through this now. So massive that there are enough haters out there because they're so massive, because they've reached this scale of audience, that enough of the haters can go, we think they're douchebags. And so now it's like, oh, Imagine Dragons, they're a bunch of douchebags. And they're not. They're not. They are what they all have always been. But yes, it's just because the bigger you get, the more people don't like you. And not because of what you're doing, but because just the numbers grow of people that even know you exist. Does all this make sense?
Yes.
You ever thought about it like that?
No.
Yes, I have. I mean, I sit around and think about stuff like that. But then I think with them too, it's a lot with the music because it is kind of like emo-ish and like.
But again, the music never changed. That's my point. The more people that can hear it, the more people go, "I don't like it."
But in volume, though, more people hate on Coldplay because
only because they've been around longer. And again, then you're doing volume time versus Imagine Dragons.
Let's
time.
Take this off the air. I want to keep arguing.
No,
with you.
But Eddie and I get into the dumbest arguments.
We do.
Yeah.
But it's like even boy bands then started to get backlash because they were so popular.
And again,
everything super popular gets backlash. Everything super popular gets backlash.
Yeah.
Nothing universally loved is ever universally loved forever. New sounds come in, audiences peak, a lot of things. Just got a text from our boss. Let's see what he's saying.
He's like, I have a I want to argue about this too.
There's no argument.
This is the post-show pre-show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, done.
Remember when I brought y'all exclusive Coldplay audio and Chris Martin told me not to record and I did anyways?
What was that song? It ended up being a big song.
Yeah.
And we went to like a Coldplay listening party and recorded with their phone, which we're like, people, please don't record. When we do stuff too, we're like, don't record this. And Amy was the one
you
that
played
did.
It. I didn't.
Yeah, because it wasn't mine.
How'd you get into that party?
There was like lots of people.
Bosses in New York.
Yeah. Like there was like a lot of big group that went. And I mean, it was actually
don't
really
cool.
Don't
you know cool. Amy's cool now?
Yeah, she's
this
so
was
cool.
So long ago. And it was like one of my, actually, I became more of a Coldplay fan at that. Like, I'm not even like a large, huge, big time Coldplay person.
A large, huge, big time?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I love Coldplay.
I did too.
I was like, wow, they're really, really good.
They were the first band, according to the documentary, that BBC show put on as unsigned.
Yeah.
They were like, come play. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, we shall go now. Don't forget, Amy will be out with Thomas Rhett this week doing the
on tour?
iHeartRadio album release special.
Yes, on tour.
They're priming Amy to take over
whenever I'm
finally done here.
Is that where are you, Bones?
You're not going to be done.
I mean, she's snapping at your heels.
Oh, good. She should.
No.
What?
I'm not.
What?
I'm not snapping at your heels.
Not on purpose.
Yeah, I don't. No. And you're not going anywhere.
I'm grooming her for it.
Should we start sucking up to Amy?
Yes, you should.
Lunchbox?
Yes, you should.
Nice shirt, Amy.
No.
You look very pretty today.
That's not how this works.
It is. I'm grooming her for it completely.
Okay. All right.
Amy, you want to do lunch?
No.
Okay.
Just hit the clip.
Listen, they have her hosting a national show.
I know.
Whatever. With a national star.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Look at you.
Is that okay that I'm nervous?
You should be nervous. I mean, it matters.
It does matter.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're done. We'll see you guys. Enjoy today's show. Bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come,
Bobby. Hey, welcome back. Got a big show today. More studio.
Morning.
Eric Church going to be on about an hour or so. So
summer,
I didn't talk to Eric in a little bit, so it'd be fun talking to him. Yeah, he wrote that new Keith Urban song as well, that We Were. I got to ask him, too, when Eric Church comes on, because he says that the urban legend is that Keith Urban texted Eric Church and was like, hey, man, did you write the song? And he's like, I don't know what song. Like, that's the legend of that. So Keith Urban comes on in a bit. But I saw a story, Amy, that made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
So there's a wedding. But you ever crash a wedding? Maybe crash isn't the word. But you ever slip into like a wedding party or anything?
Lunchbox and not a wedding party. Yeah, the reception. Okay. Lunchbox and I were in Chicago once. I think you were back in the hotel room and Lunchbox and I went into the reception.
So you crashed the wedding?
I mean, yeah.
Do you guys like have any food or anything?
A cookie.
Oh.
So, I mean, yeah, we're wild.
I mean, we're crazy.
Yeah. So crashing a wedding, it seems glamorous. You know, Wedding Crashers, the movie.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So this guy goes and he's in Florida, and he goes and he's like, hey, I'm going to go into this wedding. And he had been drinking a little bit. He invited himself into the wedding reception, and they're doing the first dance between the bride and groom.
It's your love.
And he cuts in.
Oh.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, savage.
That's too much.
He cut into the bride and groom's first dance. Like, excuse me, can I have this dance? How funny is that?
It's pretty funny.
When confronted by staff and security, he ran to the 11th floor of the hotel. He then ran from security. He was finally escorted to an elevator, and they said, hey, and they arrested him. Charged with disorderly conduct.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, what did he do that was illegal?
But here's the bride.
Dance with the bride.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
You're charged with
disorderly conduct. Why can't you dance with the bride?
Well, I mean, disorderly conduct is the thing, so yeah, that makes sense.
And he's probably drunk.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, they said he took advantage of the open bar.
Oh, yeah. So what do they call that? PI? Public intoxication?
Well,
if you're 17.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think it's funny someone cut into the first dance with the bride and groom. I read that this morning.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
All right, it's time for what everybody's been waiting for, well, like 20 minutes. Not any large amount of time. We'll get to it after the corny, but let me set it up real quick.
Yeah.
Lunchbox and Eddie are going to plank off because there's a woman who set the record for 4 hours.
4 hours and 20 minutes.
Hey, will you grab my wallet, Mike D, at my office? It's somewhere. I have to give him this cash. Up for grabs, $40 to the winner. And to the loser, they get 3 spankings from producer Raymundo. And if you guys like, fall out of your plank... If you curve down, you get 1 warning, And then if you do it a second time, you're out.
Oh, wow.
Curve okay. down.
Like if you fall out of your plank position.
Okay.
Eddie, I sent you plank tips.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Keep the core tight.
You're coaching Eddie over here?
Of course. Because, I've got Eddie. Her. You've got Lunchbox.
Yeah. That's her horse.
He's in my corner.
All I said was I think Lunchbox would win.
I don't think they both
fall at the same time, so I have to pay anybody.
No, like Rocky?
Wait, so then did they both get spanked?
Yes.
No, me too.
Bobby's dream.
And me too. All right. We're going to go over to Amy real quick at the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
So I heard that oxygen and magnesium were dating.
Oh, yeah? Tell me more.
And I was like, OMG.
Help
oxygen,
me out.
Magnesium.
Periodic.
M-G.
O is for oxygen, MG is for magnesium. Bobby,
I know.
You know the periodic table.
No, don't start assigning to me what I know to get a joke. That was not good
what?
Today. That was not good.
Oh, are you? Okay.
That's your second periodic table joke that you've used, and both times we're all like, it's too smart.
who are you?
So
Big
cute.
Bang Theory?
Yeah, I mean, it's too smart.
Okay, there are people. There is at least one person that
No,
liked
I get
that.
It. Okay.
No, that Thank liked you. It.
All right. Like, you're not playing to one person.
I know. I thought everyone would
Amy,
like
listen,
it.
Listen, when I go into a theater and I'm doing jokes, if one person laughs and the rest don't, I'm like,
That's a
I
fail.
Knew there'd be one of you that liked it. Yes.
Okay, but really think about it. You don't think it's funny?
Okay, it's fine. Okay, but sorry. Got to do better than that. All right.
No, Okay.
The Morning Corny.
Did you run that by anyone?
Myself, and I loved it.
You're supposed to run jokes about Mike D.
What? All of them?
Well, because then that happens.
No. Mike, you would have laughed right.
Michael, did you have clear that joke, honestly?
Yes.
No, hold on. No, let him talk. Would you?
I would have thought it was funny for me, but no, I wouldn't clear it.
Right. That's what I would have thought, too. Like, that's not good. Regardless.
Okay.
All right. Ready for the plank, guys?
Oh, ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Are you taking your shirt off, Eddie?
Yeah, I have to.
Oh, you're gonna
No, just my sweatshirt.
Well, yeah, you don't want to overheat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, okay.
We're putting it up on Facebook Live right now. Just go to our Facebook page. Bob, how do they get there?
Go to Facebook and then at Bobby Bones Show.
It's at Bobby Bones Show?
Yep.
Okay, on Facebook. Too.
Who's going to feed me my snack when I'm in the middle of my plank?
Oh, you need a snack in the middle
of
your plank?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be up down there so long, I'm going to need something to eat.
You need some goo?
Yeah.
Like the runners?
Yeah, the gel.
The gel?
Yep.
Okay, by the way, guys, proper plank form, your arm should form a 90-degree angle when you're down. You start on the floor on your hands and knees. Lower your forearms to the floor with elbowed position under your shoulders and your hands shoulder width apart. Maintain a straight line from heels to the top of your head. Then you tighten your abs and hold. That's the form. I have this here.
Sounds good.
Okay, they're going to go down.
Just tell me if I'm doing it right.
Here we go.
If you're not,
you lose. So.
Well, you got to tell me. I don't know.
$40 up
it.
For grabs.
Can y'all do it?
We're not facing each other.
Oh, why?
Do it parallel to each other if you can. Can you not?
Yeah, because we need to be able to see better. But
you're going to get over there.
No, right. You can put your elbows on the carpet and your feet on the tile. Y'all can do
Eddie
it.
Eddie and Lunchbox are down into the plank position.
No, face me, you fool.
The record is 4 hours. There's
Eddie,
been an argument.
Get over there.
Okay, guys, can you please just do the plank?
Yeah, we're on it.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Eddie is so annoying. He's trying to make me do it on the tile. Like, I was there first, you idiot.
Okay.
Right, you cannot come in this door either.
Yeah, nobody open the door.
Nobody open the
make
door.
Make sure nobody opens the door. Lunchbox will get slammed.
Are we ready? Amy, count them down from 5.
Okay.
And whoever planks the longest gets the money. And?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here they go. Now, can I hit a song? It's 3 minutes.
Eddie's aren't 90 degrees. He's forming a triangle.
If you complain about someone else, you're eliminated. Okay?
Oh, Eddie, I think are your hands supposed to be out at a 90?
Yeah, thank you. Go with the park.
Should I hit a song, Amy, and come back?
I don't know if they're going to make it a song.
Shake it.
What's that? Don't you have some, like, emoji song that's like 2 minutes?
Well.
Or Jesus Knows that's like...
No. Okay, they're in plank position.
Yeah, dirt, Old Town
Road.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play all. But can you guys last through Old Town Road?
Yes.
Eddie, that should be your goal.
Eddie, you're already shaking.
Of course, I always shake.
He always shakes. I mean, right now I'm looking at good form. Y'all, they are like neck and neck right now.
The winner gets $40, and the loser gets. I'm gonna play Old Town Road, guys, okay? Do not fall.
You got it.
Okay.
Come on, Eddie, you got this.
The song's only like 1:45.
Oh, this song's...
No, no, the song's motivating. Fall. Keep going. You got this.
Okay, so Lunchbox and Eddie are planking.
Their noises are happening, like grunting and...
They're holding a plank.
I think I'm done.
They're competing.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Eddie, you got this. You got this, Eddie.
They're competing for
$40. Go and give up.
And the loser gets spanked by Raymundo. And it's on Facebook Live. How long have they been going, Mike D? 3 minutes and...
3 minutes. Wow, wow, wow.
They are now grunting.
Wow. Lunchboxes, oh.
The winner gets cash.
I don't know if this is like a tactic of Lunchboxes to say he's folding, but he's really not.
Well, his head looks like a raspberry. So I would say it's not. Oh, Lunchbox is out.
Eddie
wins. Eddie's the champion. Wow. Eddie with his athletic prowess yet again. Eddie, I was wrong, buddy.
Oh, man. Wow.
Eddie, congratulations, buddy. Wow. I should have never doubted you.
Hey, who believed in you, Eddie? That's right.
Wow, all you do is win.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Man, if you guys would have corrected his form twice, he wasn't at 90 degrees at hands class both times, but...
All you do is win.
Guys, physically, I'm good. I choose not to work out.
You're not even winded right now.
I'm winded.
Oh.
He went 3 minutes and 58 seconds, but also, he could have went longer, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably another hour like Ray says.
Eddie, to the victor goes the $40.
Yeah!
Eddie, a winner!
Hey, Lunch, how do you do it?
Well, no, no. What you got to do is you got to have your hands at 90 degrees, not clasped together.
Listen, you lost. Relax. Raymundo,
I'm just saying.
Ready?
Spank
time. Spanking. Spanking. Spanking.
Spanking.
Pull your pants off.
Spank. Spank. Spank.
Okay, so Lunchbox is bending over the counter.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I need to video this.
Is it jeans or bare butt?
Hey, Bones, it hurts more bare butt.
No.
Oh.
That would be.
Jeans.
Okay. Just saying.
It's not bare butt. Raymundo will now spank Lunchbox with three spanks.
Hard,
one
right?
at a time.
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Here we go. I'll count you down from three every time.
All right.
And from 3, 2, 1, spank.
Oh! Oh, okay.
All right. That's a good
one.
That's
so good, too. I may need to flex my butt.
You can't move. Lunch.
Okay.
I didn't move, Eddie.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Oh! There we go. That's a good one.
No, that hurt your boy, too.
Ow! Three.
Put your butt cheeks together.
What, he's just leaving them flabby? Like
I mean, what do you want me to do?
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh!
There he goes, though. Got a shout out to the whole team here. Well, that went.
Okay.
That was really not expected to be a bit this morning.
Hey, man.
But you never know.
Did it hurt you, Raymundo, more than it hurt him, though? Yes, it did. Okay. As long as that's the case. Well,
it's $40.
That is, go get something nice.
Nice.
Don't
nice way to start the week.
Yeah, there you go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
In Maui, they found the missing yoga instructor alive. She'd gotten lost and survived 17 days in the Maui forest. In and around Dayton, Ohio, a catastrophic tornado hit. Dozens of people were injured. Officials say there's massive damage. And finally in sports, Stanley Cup Finals, Boston beat St. Louis in game 1, 4-2.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We have a caller on that wants to ask a question. Hey, you're on the air, Lisa in Mississippi.
Yes, I was just wondering, maybe I'd missed it, but I was just wondering if Raymundo had heard back from Big Brother.
That's a great question, because Raymundo, he works in our glass room and does all of our sound editing. And for years, he's been applying to this show. And he said, I made it. Remember he told us he made it 1 year? They told us again like 3 weeks ago. You felt good, huh?
Very good.
And then I saw on Twitter that the update came that...
Yeah, they already called and contacted everybody, and I didn't get that call. So they were saying, if you haven't heard anything, sorry, but try again next year.
Okay. Well, thank you. Hold on,
Lisa. Don't hang up. We should all talk about this together. Raymond, I don't know how that show doesn't pick you.
I know.
For a couple of reasons.
You're so good.
The least of the reasons being he's so good, because he would be so good, but it's hard to sometimes convey that in 1 minute or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have, I don't think they know that how big your platform is to promote the show. Did you tell them that?
Really, there was a round table, and we didn't have time to tell us Twitter followers and all that.
The first thing I would have said was,
I have millions of people that listen to me every single day. And if I'm on your show, I can send them all to your TV show.
But that's not how they set up the interviews. They wanted me to interact with the other people. So I was like, hey, what's up, y'all? You guys like to drink? Y'all like to party? Let's do this. This is Big Brother. That was what I was trying to do. And then all of a sudden, the interview ended.
I'd have been like, hey, you guys like to drink? Well, good. Because I can talk about that on my show with the millions of people here. Yeah, I think if you try out again, that would be free. I don't know how they don't put you on that show.
Well, I know how I'm going to try out. I'm going to the L.A. audition. I'm not doing the Nashville audition because they're looking for some cowboy. I must be too city for them.
That's a good thing. I think they come to Nashville or they come to Houston or to Texas and they're looking for people in cowboy hats.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come to, where are you at in Mississippi, Lisa?
Tupelo.
They come to Tupelo and they're like, we're looking for somebody really like southern and hillbilly, which exactly. That's not how it all is. Like, I'm from Arkansas. People will come looking for hillbillies and I'll be like, I mean, I'm kind of hillbilly, but not full. You know what I mean, Lisa?
Yep, just a stereotype.
It is. Well, listen, I'm glad you asked that question because I too was wondering that. I'm sorry you didn't.
I was just curious to see if he would leave the show if he did get selected. So,
would you have left the show?
I was considering it. I'd have talked to you and other people in upper management.
Well, he's leaving the show. He can't talk about it.
I'm the upper management for the show.
I forgot you're a VP.
Yeah, like, I am upper management. So you want to have a talk?
No, I didn't make the show.
All right. Lisa, I hope you have a wonderful morning. Thank you for calling.
Y'all too. Thank you.
All right,
you.
See you later. There she is.
Bye-bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hope everybody had a good weekend. We're kind of back at it now.
Short week.
It's always, and we this happens 4 or 5 times a year where we do the thing like, it doesn't even feel like Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like with daylight savings. We're like, I don't even know.
I'm so tired.
I'm so tired. Like, it's Tuesday. We're good. We're glad you're back with us. It's now time to play the 1 second of song game. Raymundo tells me this is a very popular segment. It's been requested a bunch, right?
Callers and everything.
He sits in the glass room. He says, so many callers have called. And if I'm about one thing, it's the people. So let's play 1 second of song. I will give you 1 second of a song. All you have to do is name the song. I'm just looking for the title of the song. Amy, Lunchbox.
Ready.
Producer Eddie, are you ready?
Come on.
Here's 1 second of this hit. Here we go. I'm going to play that again.
Oh, man.
Does that sound familiar to you guys?
Yes.
I'm going to play that again. Here we go.
Oh,
that's literally 1 second.
God, I can't get some other song out of my head right now, and it's killing me.
Old Town Road, me too.
Yes, I'm not joking.
Wait, no, don't give her the answer.
Oh. But that's not it.
Right, play one more time.
All right.
Oh,
I'm in.
There you have it.
No, it's here. No, I need it. I can't. I need it again.
Ugh.
Give it to her again, folks.
I need it.
She needs it again.
Give it to her. There you go. You got it. All right, let's go around the room here. Amy.
It's a guy singing. I don't know.
And your answer is?
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. Sorry. Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's Whiskey Glasses.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Eddie.
I got Good Girl.
Dustin
yes,
Lynch.
That's it!
Oh.
I got it.
Good girl.
Yeah. Cause I got
nice work.
Good girl. Oh. Yeah, you up and took my.
Okay. Here we go.
That was a tough one.
1 second of the song game. Can you name the song? Here you go. That's 1 second. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Okay, Amy, can you like sing it after that part?
Yes.
Go.
Down or five.
Oh, that's pretty. You're kind of like.
Just something
oh, you, but
me.
You just gave it. You're giving it to them, though?
You are. You're giving it to
me.
No, I
know
right
the
now.
Song. I just.
Got it. Wow.
I still don't have it, though.
I'm going to be honest with you, Amy. Before you did that, I didn't have it.
Okay, cool, cool. I'm so
I got it now. Thank you.
It does something to me. Never seen
David
the time.
To the Old Town Road.
No, stop time's it. Up. Stop time's it. That's up, right, so Mons? Rude. That's so rude. You'll be down glasses. Five. It just does something to me. As if every
5 seconds.
Time crazy. To I helped
Eddie,
you.
She gave
I
it to you.
And
you turned
so
on her.
I did. Just start over. Every
3 seconds.
Time you do it,
Amy, 3 seconds.
You'll be down five. It just does something to me. I've never seen the time. Y'all are jerks. I gave you this, and now you can't even
help
us answer
up.
Yeah,
you
got
say
it.
You'll be done. Okay. Hey, all right.
Oh, every single
no,
time.
No, sorry. Lunchbox?
Tequila.
No.
So close. Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Dana J. Got it.
You say you'll be down at five. And then the chorus goes, oh, I'm speechless. Oh, yeah.
So, come on, guys. You say you'll be down at
five. Come on, guys. You didn't know it.
Speechless. That was dirty how you did her, though.
I'm yeah, it was very what dirty.
You did her dirty. One that volunteered
you
to
did
sing
her dirty,
it.
Though.
You asked me, Bobby. You said, Amy, can you sing it? And I said, yeah, I
can
sing
it. Yeah, I'm going to take my
how does it start, though, Amy?
All right.
You say you'll be down.
Just wondering.
That's close.
Okay, here we go. Let's do one more.
Fine.
Okay, go.
Oh,
1 second of song.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll help you out.
I got my horses in the back. That's all.
She's sabotaging you guys.
Keith Urban.
Yeah. Oh. Don't take my horse.
Here it is again.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, I did too.
Is it Keith Urban?
Nope.
Oh, okay, I'll try a different one.
I see the way you're treating mama. That's the way you're treating me.
Then you say you'll be done.
Oh, my
wait,
God.
Wait, hold on. Do it again and give me that. Hold on.
Come on.
They already got it.
Right. No, I don't have it.
Eddie, do you have it?
I wrote Sunshine.
Oh, that's a terrible answer.
Oh, I know who it is. I got Hurricane.
No, that's not it. Are we going with All the Weather? No. Amy?
Whatever. I don't have
Sandstorm.
Anything. Who is it then?
I had Thomas Rhett.
No, it's Kane Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I...
No.
What's it called, Bones?
Yeah. But here's the thing about this song is I feel like it's a Thomas Rhett song, even though it's Kane Brown.
But it's not.
I know it's not. But like first time I heard it, I thought, oh, I love Tears.
There you go.
See the way you're taking care of your mama.
Now tell me you don't
the
hear
way
Thomas.
You're taking care of me.
As good as you.
As good
I
as
just
you.
Wanna
wake up every day here in this bed.
This is such
it's
a good
jam.
Song.
Yeah. Amy, are you thinking about this song?
What?
That
the
song?
Thomas Rhett song? Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I've even told you before, because you love that Kane Brown song, mm-hmm. and I think it's a great Kane Brown song. Just before I knew it was Kane Brown, I thought, gosh, this sounds, and I don't know if that's, hopefully that's a compliment to Kane. I just felt like it was Thomas Reddy.
Do you know what this is?
Reddy.
Reddish.
What's that?
That, it's Thomas Rhett.
You'll say you'll be down.
No, stop.
Stop that.
It's Thomas Rhett, 16.
There 16.
Oh, I wouldn't have
big winner
that.
Again.
I mean, listen, all he does is win now.
Who?
Eddie.
Guys, you can't stop him.
You can't stop him.
This guy's
just
killing
the game. That's why people like that game, I guess, because it is fun.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean's son, Memphis, hadn't seen his father play live yet, but that changed at a recent show. Jason brought him out on stage.
Memphis, everybody. Usually he's in bed by the time we're playing our show, so he got to catch his first show tonight.
Mary Morris brought out her husband, Ryan Hurd, to perform her song Great Ones during her show. Here's a clip. Carrie Underwood shared a throwback of her time winning American Idol. It's a picture of her crying, and she wrote, 14 years ago today, my world changed, and it's true when I say you can't cry pretty. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this is super cool. The Helen Woodward Animal Center hosted its 7th annual puppy prom. Now it's in San Diego. I think this is a great idea because it puts all their dogs that are up for adoption like in super cute prom photos, which maybe will help them get adopted. But there was 55 dogs in their shelter. So they dressed them up because there was a prom theme and it was fairy tales. So super cute. Lots
so wait,
of
how do you
really
go to the prom?
Well, your puppy, if you're a puppy at the rescue center, you go to the prom that they throw. You're
also,
like a dog.
They're only having like a fake puppy prom. It's not like they're going to the prom with kids.
No. No kids involved, just dogs. Okay. But they're super cute photos, and they crowned a prom king and queen, of course.
Do you know who the winner was? Was it Lunchbox? Because he's still holding on to that one.
I was prom king.
Bindi was prom queen, and she dressed up as Queen Bee. And Sir Ruffles Von Vicious.
was king. He was in an enchantment costume.
From England.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just think that it's so great because they probably got a lot of really adorable photos. And then hopefully people see this story and they're like, oh, I want to adopt one.
Yeah, anytime you do something fun and novel, it brings eyeballs. And you know what eyeballs brings? Adoption.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kingston, Georgia. A woman was in her Kia and she was backing it down a boat ramp because she's going to put her kayak in the water. And she looks down and a spider lands in her lap.
Oh boy, these stories.
So what does she do? She jumps out of the car.
Oh, and it keeps moving.
And so the Kia goes down into the lake.
Oh no.
That stings.
Wow.
It's hard to judge people though for this.
She jumped out of the car.
I know.
And it. That's.
That's hard to judge someone because if it were a spider or a snake, you just don't know how you're going
to
react.
We don't know. It's never happened to us.
I know. You would think you had to smash it first before you jump out and
throw it in park, anything?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Eric Church is going to be on in a few minutes. I mean, actually, any minute, Eric Church will be here on the show. I do want to go over to Morgan number two and get some Food World in, though.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So, you know the candy bars, Twix, and Snickers? Well, they created a Twix and Snickers, like each individually milk, thanks to Nestle, and they're hitting convenience stores this
way.
Couple things.
Nestle.
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 Like Nestle. Wait, I always thought it was Nestle.
Oh my gosh.
Nestle?
No
Wait,
way.
Like Nestle Crunch?
Before?
Did you call it Nestle Crunch?
Nestle, I thought it was. Or like Nestle chocolate syrup for your milk. Like
so the blue Nestle bar with the little crunchies in it was called a what?
Nestle.
What would you call it? A what?
Nestle.
A Nestle Crunch?
Yeah.
You literally would?
Yeah.
And what do you call the kind of food from Italy?
Italian.
Is it a region? No thing?
No.
Like Nestle? I don't know anyone that says Nestle.
We're totally lost on the fact they're making they're making Twix and Snickers milk. That's secondary right
That's
now.
That's cool and all, but.
What is the other thing that she does?
Italian.
She has so
many.
What do you know what it is?
I don't know. I say so many words wrong.
But you're from Wichita, Kansas, where there's not an accent.
No, I have a word problem.
Mm-hmm.
Words are hard.
Words are hard. That's true. And that's Food World.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
By the way, Eric Church, they're telling me he's like 3 minutes away. I hear you've been out with that dude 6 times now, Morgan number two.
Yeah, I have.
And still it's nothing? It's just casual?
Well, I'm just taking everything really slow. I'm, you know.
You've been out with a guy 6 times? That's not slow.
I mean.
Over 3 years?
All of my last relationships happened really quickly, so this one I'm trying to just stretch it out as far as
How long have you known him?
Almost 2 months.
Oh, this isn't bad, y'all. Don't rush it.
No, not rushing anything. But if I've gone out with somebody 6 times, it's probably about time to decide if there's going to be, like, a thing. It's a deciding time. You don't
have
to decide.
Well, maybe
yes.
For him.
How old is he?
He does want to decide.
He's, like, a few months older than me. We're about the same age. Yeah.
He did, Mindy. Yeah. So you're both 25 years old?
Yeah. Well, he just turned 26. Yeah.
When do you turn 26?
In October.
All right.
Wait, have we talked? Well, I guess we don't know. We don't talk about him, really.
No. When we don't. We don't.
We don't.
You can give broad
But
strokes.
He has, like, a job.
Does he work?
Yes.
Yeah. Creative or non-creative?
A little bit of both.
So you own a house now. Does he own his own house? Or is he?
No. He lives with some other guys.
Have I met him?
His roomies. Okay.
Yes.
He was the guy you were blown off?
A little bit, yeah.
I kind of liked him.
Wow.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine.
Is he cute?
He's a good looking guy. Yeah, I'd approve.
Is he a big fan of the show?
He listens here and there. Not like
well,
a big fan of the show.
Hey, and we know you're listening.
What up, dude? Morning. Shout out.
Yeah, whatever.
Just casual.
Hope you like Nestle Crunch Bars. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Eric Church.
There he is. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing, my friend?
Good, man. How you been?
Doing good.
What do you Thanks, do nowadays? Sir. I'll never see you around town. What are you doing nowadays?
I'm on the road a lot, but during the week, man, I lay low. I really do. I'm around. I hang around the house, and we're in North Carolina a lot too. You know, so we spend some time over there. So for me, I'm one of those guys. whether people want to say reclusive or whatever, but I'm just a guy that likes to lay low and do my own thing.
You know, I was thinking about you the other day. I was watching some of your some of the stuff from your show, and you know, you go out and you do this thing by yourself, no opener. Mm-hmm. But I want, if you got to go to the bathroom and you're in the middle of playing like 35 songs, do you mm-hmm. do you just go and like drum? Hey guys, drum solo for like 9 minutes.
That's why there's halftime. That's why we built in. I mean, what's genius about? I mean, all the jam bands and the Grateful Dead and people. You know, they did, the reason, in my opinion, they put the intermission in is for that. You know, for that, because without the intermission, it gets tough. You know, it's a lot of songs and it's a long time. So that's what the intermission, or I call halftime's for.
You know what else you do is when you take requests from the crowd, because I have some friends that'll do that, but they fake it. And they'll go, okay, who's got a request? And they'll be like, oh, you want to hear Friends in Low Places? Got it. No one really requested that. But you take requests. Do you actually listen for the crowd to yell things at you, or you just have it kind of ready and queued up?
Well, signs are the best way, because I can, when they have signs, I can start preparing and thinking about the song. But no, I take requests, and sometimes it doesn't work. You know, sometimes we fall on our face. I mean, that's just part of it to me. I've said many times that my favorite thing about music is too many people play with their head, not enough people play with their heart. And when you take requests and you grab somebody's sign and you turn to the band and you show it to them and say, we're about to do this, you're playing music again, you know, from where it's where you started for me. I mean, I grew up in bars and clubs and I'm grinding. And I think that whether it's perfect or not, or musically, I think the fans feed off of that spontaneity. We've done it our whole career, and it's actually one of the most favorite things we do is being able to grab stuff like that. Usually, I try to grab stuff that's our song, like an obscure track that we haven't played in a while, and not something else. But it's fun for me to be able to go out and do those things.
Eric Church is on with us. He's on his Double Down Tour, which plays most of the cities two nights back-to-back. I wonder, do you yell at the band, you tell them a key to play in, or do you guys just kind of hop in and just hope you're in the same spot?
We talk about, I'll say, usually you'll hear me on the mic. I'll say, you know, key of D or key, what key is this? And, yeah, we talk about it a second. And that's fun, too, you know. So it's almost like you're in, it's like the crowd's in the huddle with you. And we're about to run the play. So we don't always score. But I think that's what makes our shows somewhat unique.
When you walk off stage and you've done this whole thing by yourself, are you just so exhausted? I just think of like James Brown. Yeah. Like when James Brown would leave the stage.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do it, James. No walk. When they put the cape on it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm worn out. And as I'm 42 now. So this one's been, you know, we did this on the Holding My Own Tour. And here's what I thought. The mistake I made, I thought, you know, Holding My Own Tour was Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. So it was three nights. And I thought, well, you know, two nights, we don't have to move. We're staying in the same city. This will be easier. It's not. It's harder, because you got to think about, you have a Friday night crowd, you have a Saturday night crowd, and then you have a both night crowd. So the way you do your set list and the way you play your show, you almost have to come harder on Saturday because of what you done on Friday. You have to think about the guy that was there on Friday that doesn't get to hear his favorite song because you're playing it on Saturday. And you got to think about the people that have been there for both, you know, and how do you cultivate them? So it's been more difficult than I thought. And yes, I'm, it takes me till Wednesday before I'm back at it. You know, I'm starting to get back in the mode to do it again.
Is it fair that I deem you country music as James Brown? Is that fair, Eric?
Yeah, I'd love James Brown. So, yeah. No offense there. I love that.
Eric Church is on with us. He's out playing. Hey, this song, tell me about this song, the sum of it, because you wrote this with, you know, a couple buddies of mine, too. So tell me about some of it a little bit.
Some of it, there's certain songs that, you know, as they're the wisdom life songs. And one of my favorite songs in the career is just when people live, you know, it's amazing what lines they gravitate to. And every night, you know, sometimes wrong is right. There's certain lines in these songs that it really matter to people. And that doesn't happen on every song. You know, there's not always that connection. So there's really been a big connection with the crowd to that one.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Eric Church.
Eric Church on with us right now. If you go out in public and you don't have a hat on, you don't have sunglasses on, can you just kind of hop around and nobody know that it's Eric Church?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I do pretty well on that. And actually, I enjoy that. It's one of my favorite things, you know, taking my kids and doing those things. It's not everywhere. It depends on the situation. I have a harder time when we're in a city and we're touring than I do in Nashville. You know, when people know that I'm in a city, it gets harder. But around Nashville, we've done pretty good. I take the shades off and I do okay.
I was talking to some of the guys from Rascal Flatts, and we were kind of going down memory lane. They were talking about back in the day when you guys got into it a little bit. And you guys cool now?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's been so long. I mean, you know what that is? It's an interesting part of history, too, because you got to look at the other side of the way that played out is the person that replaced me on that tour is Taylor Swift. And that in itself is an interesting part of history and how that turned out. You know? Well, and she did okay.
She did okay. We had Keith Urban on. We talk about you all the time. We had Keith Urban on, and he was talking about his song We Were, and he said that, mm-hmm. you know, you wrote that song. But he texted you and said, hey, you wrote this. And you were like, wait, what? Is that like, you weren't for sure even what song he was talking about yet. Is that because you write so many songs?
I wasn't 100% sure. He said, did you write We Were? And I thought about it a minute. I said, something about a water tower skyline like that. I thought I'd come back to him. And he goes, yes, because I just cut it. So I said, yeah, great song. You know, I said, I'd love to hear it. And he sent it to me. And I mean, here's the thing. Songs find their way to the people they're supposed to find their way to. I've always believed that. And that's one of those songs that there was a line that Keith said in that song when he and Nicole first started dating. They would, wherever he was playing, they would jump on the back of his Harley. And they would take off and explore. That's what they would do. They would hit these back roads and country roads. And there's that line of, you know, two heartbeats in the moonlight kind of thing, and leather jackets on a Harley. And he said that line ate him up. He connected so much with it. So what's interesting is wrote that line, and then somebody like that was able to connect with it more than I could, you know, more than I did. And that's where songs, they find their way. And he did a hell of a job on that cut. I told him, I said, dude, that thing went way beyond where I thought it could go. And, you know, kudos. It sounds great.
There he is, Eric Church. Eric, good to talk to you, my friend.
You too, Bobby.
All right. Have a good one, bud. There he is, Eric Church, everybody.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the World Health Organization just officially classified burnout as a new disease. The definition is, quote, chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. And that means that soon, doctors will be able to diagnose burnout and prescribe treatments.
You know, I don't mind burnout because that means I've been burning. I like that. Like, it means I've actually done a lot. I get burned out sometimes, but
that's why I was like, well, Bobby,
I'm gonna tell you, here's my
mindset
with burnout. You ready?
Yeah.
Because at times I stay burnt out, but I get so tired from traveling and from moving back and forth for work. But I have this whole mindset where I'm so lucky to be this tired because I'm getting to do what I want to do. Like, I've worked my whole life and I finally am now able to do what I want to do in my life. And I get really, at times, delirious. And I go, you know what? I'm lucky to be this tired because I actually have a job that I like to do. I'm burnt out.
Yeah. I was seeing if delirious was a symptom.
Probably. And hey, what's up with my rashes? Anybody look that up?
Yeah.
I have a rash on my ankle and on my wrist. What's that called?
Lichen planus.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. It's real.
What is it? What's it say, though?
It's a rash. It's basically where your immune system mistakenly attacks cells or its own skin.
That's not
burnout.
What I have.
No,
it's a burnout. Stop it. Now you guys are all...
Yeah, it says right there, burnout.
Stop it.
Legit symptoms are exhaustion, feeling negative, cynical, detached from your job, and less efficient and effective at work.
Oh. Boom. Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Okay, so shout out to this woman that held the plank position for 4 hours and 20 minutes. And that time right there landed her Guinness World Record. She broke it.
I wonder if they had somebody there with their hand going up. You know, you can't even bend a bit when you do that plank. Like, you can't relax it.
Oh.
They had someone there making sure her form was exactly right the whole time.
Her abs and her back and her hips tucked, all the things. Listen, she went above and beyond, though, because the previous female planking record was 3 hours and 30 minutes, and she went 4 hours 20. She
didn't
go like...
Yeah, but you hold it, though, because then someone will outdo you by 1 second.
I know.
Like, if you're there... Like, Raymundo set the world champion fist-pumping record. Remember that? And did he go till the 1 second over, or did he just...
just stop? Do we know? I mean, or did he just keep going forever? Here he is. Bring him in here. There he is. Hey, Raymundo, when you set the world fist pumping record, did you stop at 1 second after?
I believe we went hours longer.
I don't think that's the case.
Hours?
No.
I don't believe we would have went 1 second over. I think we wanted to make for sure that I had the record.
That's probably right. Yeah. I don't know about hours, but Raymundo, he's done two records on this show.
Yeah.
He did the fist pumping record, and then he did the...
Two-stepping.
The country two-step record. How long did you two-step?
24 hours.
This guy danced for 24 hours.
That's pretty impressive.
By the way, he pitched me another Shark Tank idea this morning, early. He did.
Okay. I remember hearing it.
It's a new one.
That new?
Raymundo, I had so many bosses that messaged me about your last Shark Tank idea, thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever heard.
Okay. Maybe you need to do that.
I was telling him about, telling my friends about him this weekend and turned down for what? And they're like, that sounds amazing. Like, I think there's some legs here.
Yeah. Wait, what is this? Raymundo, he spent 17 hours and 15 minutes doing it. He broke the 17. Okay, you went 15 minutes over.
Yeah.
He just said hours.
It's close.
Maybe it seemed like that.
It did seem like that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Raymond.
Yes.
All right, there he is.
Oh, so, the plank thing, that she started training in 2016, and her first time holding the plank, she could only do it for 4 minutes, so she's come a long way.
Who could plank the longest on this show?
I'm a pretty good planker.
I'd go with you.
Yeah.
I'm taking myself out of this. Really? I don't even want to be...
Because you're so fit.
I don't even want to do it. No, because I don't even want to be in the competition.
Is it on the wrists or the elbows? I have to elbows. Google what she did.
Elbows.
Oh, really?
Who could plank longer, Eddie or Lunchbox?
Me, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Here we go.
Oh, you don't think?
Yeah, probably Eddie.
I'm like, for sure. I've done a 5-minute plank before.
But Lunchbox is in really good shape. She did it on her elbows.
Yeah,
yep.
That's okay. A plank.
I don't know. I may think Lunchbox
sometimes
can
I do it out my
plank.
Hands.
You think Lunchbox can outplank me?
I do.
Yeah. I just sit there and be quiet and just concentrate. And you'll be thinking about a cheeseburger and you'll be like, oh.
Same thing. As long as I'm focused, it's fine.
The trash talk has started.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think.
How much money you got?
Raymundo, who would you put on it? Lunchbox or Eddie?
I like Lunch because he's a runner and because of endurance. Not Eddie.
Oh.
I mean, wow. It's like core is super important in this. So mm-hmm.
But Eddie has more core than Lunchbox.
That's right.
But I mean, not muscle, just like
like more volume.
No. Overall, more
More mass.
Okay,
in my
so
core.
It sounds like Bobby's taking Lunchbox, so I'll take Eddie.
You're nice, Eddie. Amy.
You took Eddie from
the start.
I'll officially take Eddie.
Right. What else do you have over there, Amy?
Well, Amazon is developing a new wearable device that can detect your emotional state by listening to your voice and figuring out how you're feeling. It's being tested right now. No word on when it could go on sale, but something like this could be amazing because you just wear this bracelet. It starts to see how you're feeling, and then it could probably send alerts to all your family and friends. Like, Amy's sensitive today.
I'd do that every morning. That would be the normal alarm clock. Amy's sensitive today. Okay.
Or I could get one. Says Bobby's sensitive.
In a great mood.
And feisty today.
Yeah. Okay. I have $40 in my wallet.
All right.
If you guys want to plank off.
Whoa. Yeah, 40 bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Eddie, I'm in for
$40.
You guys want to plank off against each other for $40?
Absolutely.
Yeah. $40 is not my money. I'm in.
So we're talking no training. We're just going to go straight to the blank.
Well, how do you
train?
Well,
she trained. The
for
woman
a world
that,
record.
Yeah. Yes, hey, we're talking like just
yeah, can I have a week to train for
here.
The 40 bucks?
So, but 40 bucks to the winner.
Yeah.
But the loser has to take a 3-spank spanking from the winner.
What? A spanking?
Whoa, I don't want to spank Eddie.
No, no.
Yeah, you do.
Someone just got weird.
Someone else will give him the spanking. I'll do it. I'll give him the spanking.
Oh, great. Now you want to spank.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Daddy
there's
got
to be something for the loser.
Yeah. Daddy wants to spank Eddie.
The rest. Oh, he's thinking he's going to win.
I know he does.
There has to be something for the loser to do, too, or it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not just somebody wins money. That's, not, that's not a fun idea.
But it's good for you. You want to spank.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let Raymundo spank him.
Yeah!
Okay.
Now he's pumped.
Are you guys in?
We're in.
Yeah.
Okay, so 40 to the winner.
Yeah.
A 3-spank spanking to the loser.
Woo!
Okay. All right. Well, now I've got to adjust today's show.
Now I got to stretch.
Yeah, we got to make room for this.
Drastically. Okay. Amy's at it.
Eddie, let's have a talk.
You got it.
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile.
So there's a podcast called Get Real with Caroline Hobby, and she has on Rebecca Sweet, who's Phillip's wife from Little Big Town. Phillip is the blonde-haired dude. Four people in Little Big Town, Phillip's the blonde-haired dude. And I was going to play this one clip from it.
where Rebecca, this is his wife, talks about how she deals with women who throw themselves at him on the road. Here.
My husband's on stage and being adored, and I'm trying to, like, balance that.
How do you balance that?
You know what I think is that when you have a good man, you just feel secure about yourself, but you definitely, your brain goes there. You can't help it, and it's right there, you know?
That's funny, huh? I'm just thinking. That stinks.
Yeah.
She talks about a woman who flashed him. Here.
What? One time he got flashed, and I was pregnant, and I was like,
Oh, God.
And he was like, babe, she is a mother, and her kid was next to her. Like, he left this in perspective.
A mother flashed him with a kid next to her?
Yeah, girl. It was a Harley Davidson, like, show.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Wow.
Check out that podcast. It's called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. Search it wherever you listen to your podcast. It's free to hear. And she talks to wives of country music stars. And so that's the wife of one of the guys from Little Big Town. Are you at all following this guy from Jeopardy who continues to win?
Only what you tell me.
Have you seen a single Jeopardy episode?
No.
I've only seen clips. I don't even know if Jeopardy comes on. But this guy's name is James, and he's won 28 in a row. And he's now close to $2 million.
Crazy.
And people are like, bring him on to win Bobby's money. He'd kill me. He'd dominate me. There's nothing in my mind that makes me think I could beat this guy. I'm pretty good, but there's no way.
How amazing, though, if you were to actually beat him.
I mean, I'd play him, but I don't think I would win.
Does he have, like, a person yet now that...
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Managing his...
At this point. Well, he's got $2 million, I guess. El Chapo wants more exercise time.
Oh, my gosh.
El Chapo...
Why?
Well, because he's not getting enough, obviously. And he read the plank story about the girl.
He's like, I need to be able to hold my plank. Oh, please.
He's being held at a correctional facility in New York. Requests submitted via his lawyers have raised concerns that he's looking for more exercise time. But now they're going, he's just looking for a way to break out again.
Yeah, too bad. You don't need it. No, he can't work out. I say no.
He wants at least 2 hours of outdoor recreation each week.
Nope.
Each week, that's it.
Oh, I thought I was thinking per day. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
I mean, I thought everybody got an hour a day, right?
In the movies, they do, right?
Yeah, but this is El Chapo. I mean, he did survive. When I watched El Chapo on Netflix, he did survive some, like, crazy stuff in solitary confinement. Like, he went a little bit crazy, but then emerged. Still.
And he's got to think that he's going to get out, even if there's no chance, and everyone's like, there's no chance he gets out. He's been busted out so many times, he's got to think there's another way for him to get out.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he's probably got so much money that's still being paid to people all over to think about how to get him out.
Maybe this is part of his plan. Maybe part of the plan is like, El Chapo, we got a plan, but you're going to need to be in outside. Better shape. So
you need to get ripped.
Outside, you need to ask for more workout time.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy named Floyd Martin has been delivering the mail and getting to know the neighborhood in Marietta, Georgia for 35 years. And so he just retired. And so the community throws in this huge block party, which is awesome. His neighbors then said, oh, by the way, as the party's ending, we've all raised enough money to send you to Hawaii for your dream vacation.
Love that.
So they threw him a block party and then sent him on a trip because he's been such a big part of their lives for such a long time.
That's so cool.
And that's so cool. They didn't have to do that. I thought that was awesome. I wanted to share it with you guys.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean's son, Memphis, hadn't seen his father play live yet, but that changed at a recent show. Jason brought him out on stage. Here's the clip.
Memphis, everybody.
Wait, how old's Memphis? Does he even know what a stage is?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. She's like, hadn't seen him yet.
No.
How old is he?
He's almost 2.
Oh, he doesn't even know what this is.
No.
He's like, why are everybody, Dad, why is everybody screaming at me? Yeah, okay.
Memphis, everybody.
I thought he was like 19, and it's like, Jason's kid's never seen him play. Okay, he's a baby. All
right. That's the prettiest baby, but side note, that's the prettiest baby I think ever right now. My opinion.
I saw that their other kid, Navy, went home from the hospital.
Oh, good.
I saw he tweeted that out. Yeah. What else, Morgan, number two?
Mara Morris posted a funny tweet. She said, I witnessed two drunk girls walking down the street tonight singing All My Favorite People, not knowing they walked right past me, and it was the cutest thing ever.
I don't know about them, but I know about
this is that song.
Not everybody gets what we're going through, but all my
I saw that she was flying back from maybe like Germany or something, her and her husband Ryan Hurd. And Ryan had tweeted he was watching Free Solo, the documentary.
Ooh, yeah.
So it was like, it's so good. I was like, yeah, dude, I told you this 3 months ago. It's so good.
So good.
If you haven't seen Free Solo yet and you're like scrolling around for a movie and it pops up, you should watch it because it is crazy and it is good. Morgan, number two, anything else?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood shared a throwback of her time winning American Idol. It's a picture of her crying and she wrote, 14 years ago today, my world changed. And it's true when I say that you can't cry pretty. I'm Morgan, number two. That's your skinny.
New mature me tries not to react emotionally to things anymore. Even when I have information or I get news that I don't love. I was talking about this last week with a friend of mine. I take a breath, sometimes a day, and then I kind of reassess what's happening. And so over the weekend, I read this article that the Chicago Tribune wrote about me. It wasn't nice. And it kind of hates on where I come from. And let me tell everybody where I come from first, in case you're new to this show. Do you want to tell them where I come from? All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Tell them where I come from. Tell them, Amy, because I'm gonna get it. I'm already getting mad now.
How far back do we go?
Just
Bobby comes from
the bio.
Okay. He was born in the small town of Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700 and something.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even think there was a stop sign.
No, there were no stoplights.
Stop lights.
We did have stop signs. Yes.
They had to stop at some point.
Yes. You didn't just run, go.
Bobby.
A bunch of car wrecks.
It wasn't all goes. Listen, I grew up in a town
a
of 700 people, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't come from the most fortunate of backgrounds.
Yeah.
You want to do this? Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'd rather you do it and not
You're
be
like
your
my
hype girl.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. And listen, I'm going to tell, I know you hear me on the radio now and you're like, oh, look at this guy. He's got it all figured out. I never had it figured out. I grew up, I was a food stamp kid and a welfare kid and I was adopted by my grandmother for a long time. And my mom, she was an addict and she ended up dying in her 40s. I don't know my real dad. It's been a struggle. And at this point now, I think people hear me and go, oh, this guy, he's got it easy. He's got it figured out. And I do kind of have this radio thing figured out a little bit. But the life thing's always been a struggle for me. And so people always told me, you're never going to be successful because of where you come from. That's what nobody comes from where you come from and makes it. And so for me, I feel like I've always been the guy who talks and speaks for people who grew up like myself without the best situation from small towns. And in this article by Kristen McQuarrie of the Chicago Tribune, she kind of hates on us that we're on the air on Big 95.5 there. Mm. It's like, we don't want them on our station, basically is what it says. And she says, hey, but shout out to you, Amy. Bones' co-host is talented and attractive. There you go.
Thank you.
They're a brand. They're glitter. Oh. I think she has no idea what this show is.
Oh, we're not a brand.
I don't even
I don't wear glitter.
Let me say this too. No corporation put us together. This isn't like every other morning show that you hear in the world. We're the odd group of people that accidentally made it, if anything. Like I was doing nights in Arkansas and then nights in Austin. And I got a morning show by myself. And I hired a bunch of people who had never worked in radio before because we were broke. We had no money. And what do you do when you have no money? You hire people that work for free. And who work for free? Your friends. And so I met Amy. She was selling granite at a store. Lunchbox was delivering sandwiches for Jason's Deli. Eddie was a local TV producer who I was working with. So, oh yeah, by the way, she goes, this show would be welcome in a small Minnesota town or a rural Nebraska market.
What?
And she's hating on small towns, too. We don't hate on small towns on this show because we are from small towns.
Don't handle those flyover states.
And that's, yes. And you know what? I'm going to talk about all my friends in Chicago, which, by the way, I grew up a diehard, lifelong Chicago Cubs fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
That most of our people that are listening in Chicago aren't listening from right in the middle of the city. So you're hating on small towns all around, too. So this Kristen McQuarrie, I just think you're a bit wrong on hating on where we come from. And so that's all. I read it.
And that we're a brand.
And we wear glitter.
No.
Oh.
I don't think she has to wear glitter.
Oh.
Although sometimes on Dancing with the Stars, they did put it on.
You did. You did wear glitter.
She basically got one thing right in there. Let's face it. One.
Anyway, you know, I appreciate her bringing us up. And I would say this too. I would say that if you listen to our show for a month, Christine McQuarrie, I think she's even like a government reporter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Reporter.
Was there nothing happening Memorial Day to write about real news? And this is the
especially like in relation
story?
To the, you know, America, government.
Yeah. What's more American than Americans? Hey, aren't we all American?
That's right.
And don't we all vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
No matter where you live.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, here she writes this in the article.
But I hate to break it to Bones. Nobody here had really heard of him before he landed in our morning commute.
Oh, no, you knew that.
Yeah, no crap. No one has ever heard of me anywhere until we hop on the radio in their morning commute.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I think she has some weird idea about this show. Nobody had ever heard of Bones before he landed in our morning commute in Chicago.
That was the struggle with you going on Dancing with the Stars.
Nobody knew me.
Nobody had heard of you.
Nobody knows me until I'm on the radio, and even then it takes them like a few months to go, oh, this guy's not a complete idiot. So, regardless, I am a huge Chicago fan. The city, love it, go all the time, huge Cubs fan. Lunchbox is a diehard Cubs fan and Bears fan and whatever. I'm not getting emotional, though. But I was.
You are handling this well.
Of course I am. Because you know why? Because I'm American.
Oh, right. I know why she was covering you. Because you're going to run for governor one day. So she thought political.
Not of Illinois,
wait,
though.
What is her name again?
I'm going to tweet her.
No.
Yeah. And but be nice. I didn't tweet her. I was going to. And
oh,
I was,
let me see.
What's her name?
Christine McQuarrie. Which, I mean.
I think it's Kristen.
Oh, Kristen. Sorry. Yeah.
Kristen.
But here's the thing is if you like come after me or Amy or Lunchbox or Eddie. Or Morgan number two, like our listeners from all over. By the way, they don't care where we come from. They come from places like we come from. Like they stand up for us like we stand up for them.
Maybe you'll win her over.
I mean, she listens to the show every day for a month and still doesn't like it, I will donate to her favorite charity.
Okay.
How much should I donate?
Love it. What? Million.
No.
Is that too much?
I know. I was like, whoa. How much do you want us to say?
You know what she saw? She says her Twitter says her out of her.
I know, I'm not going after her. I don't.
Yeah,
care.
No.
I don't
this
care
is a
about
mature.
That. This is not. This is not Drake versus Meek Mill. I'm not dropping. I'm not dropping a mixtape. I'm just saying. Just in general, I don't like it when these hoity-toities go after normal folks from small towns, and that's what I felt like she did. And I would like an apology for small-town people everywhere. So,
yeah,
that's all.
Because what would be more fitting on the station? Something more, what, sophisticated or...
Maybe people with British accents?
Ooh.
I'm just curious what fits there that would be better. Because if we're made for rural areas...
We're only for small towns, which we definitely are for small towns. No doubt about it. We are.
Yeah.
But we're just normal folks, man. So if that's the case, maybe we're just not for her. Maybe she's a little too highbrow for us. Maybe she's a little too big city.
I do like that she's listening, though.
Well, the article said she was just flipping through the channels.
Yeah, I don't think she listens.
Oh.
No, she listens every day.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of cool.
She listens every day now. Anyway, I'll move off of this. But, Sherry, are you on in Chicago?
I am.
Hi, Sherry.
Good morning.
What would you like to say?
Well, I listen to you every morning, and I'm a lifelong Chicago person, and I just want to say we love you guys.
Thank you very much. And I love that you're calling and listening, and which, by the way, I'm going to be in Chicago, so is Eddie.
Yeah.
The Raging Idiots are playing in Chicago in July. We like to invite everybody to come.
Woo-hoo!
Well, not for free. You got your tickets, but...
Right.
but are you going to invite her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Her.
Yes.
Meet and greet.
Specifically.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Kristen McQuarrie in Chicago.
Maybe she could do a write-up about your show.
Well, no, ooh. She'll just bash it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if I could take that.
We're in Chicago on August 2nd.
Yes.
August 2nd at the Copernicus Center.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, if you want to come, get your tickets at RagingIdiots.com. There you go. How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, see? It's like half comedy, half music. Come on out. Is Sherry still there? Hey, Sherry, you still there?
Yep, I am.
Well, I'm sorry. What would you like to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say that you guys are awesome and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that call. Marianne in Chicago.
Hi. Yeah, this is Marianne. I'm in Chicago, and I'm so sorry about that article. But I have to tell you, you know, being from Chicago, I was reluctant to listen to you guys. I'm not going to lie, but I quickly fell in love with the show, and I don't know why they're hating on you guys.
I don't either.
You have a great show. And
thank you.
You know, we had some people that we used to listen to that were awesome, and they took them off, and then they tried all kinds of crazy stuff, and then you guys landed there. And I don't know. I think it's been the best thing they've done in a long time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I'm going to wipe off some of my glitter here, and I'm going to play a song. Thank you, though, Marion. I appreciate that. Anyway, I just saw that over Memorial Day weekend, and I was like, is there nothing better to write about? And hating on us.
Yeah.
There probably was, right? A lot of stuff, probably.
Yeah, sure.
Good right. job.
Thank you. How mature? That's
very mature. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
How I used to be.
Yes.
You see, I used to, I'd scream, "Don't poke the bear," and then I'd give out her home address. But I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that anymore. Hey, I want to talk for a second about something we're going to do on Friday on the show. So there is an Army specialist named Scotty West who went and he was serving in Iraq, and two IEDs blew off. IEDs blew off both of his legs. And so what we want to do on this show is kind of help out a hero, because he is renting a place right now with a newborn, and what we want to do is help build him a house. And I think that's the gist of it. He lives in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I put some of this up on my Instagram yesterday. But what we're going to do is we have these camouflage Pimp and Joy hats, which we've never put out before. And so we're going to put them up on Friday at 10 a.m. Central. And our goal, because we don't keep any money from anything that we do, Pimp and Joy, is to actually build Army Specialist Scotty West a house. And he's a hero, and I think the least that we can do on this show is build this guy who was out serving our country a house to live in. So, that being said, we'll put up the hats, and Amy has reminded me we're also putting up other stuff, too.
Yeah, it'll be our patriotic Pimp and Joy line. So, I mean, it's a win-win. You can get something that's going to help spread joy, but also maybe to wear for the 4th of July, because you'll get it in time for that.
That's right. That's why we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
You can get it for the 4th of July. Good point.
Think stars and stripes and camo and all the things, and obviously going towards an amazing thing.
I'll read this to you. Specialist West lost both of his legs in an IED blast that struck his vehicle while he was being deployed in Iraq. The impact of the explosion put his life in immediate jeopardy. He lost an excessive amount of blood. Both of his lungs collapsed, and he flatlined multiple times. He awoke at Walter Reed Medical Center and went on to have 38 surgeries in 30 days. Mm. So that being said, there is no reason that we on this show cannot help him. And by we, I mean the people in the room and the people that are listening to this either on their phones or on the radio, on podcast or live. And so Friday at 10 a.m. Central at BobbyBones.com, our Pimp and Joy line, which, by the way, Pimp and Joy is all about, you know, finding joy in for yourself or others. We're gonna help this guy out.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome. I hope you guys are a part of it. And if you can't be a part of it this time, you know, maybe you can be a part of it next time.
Yep.
So there you go. Anything I'm missing, Amy?
No, I think that's awesome. And people will be able to check out. We'll have everything up and ready to go, and you can decide how you can help if you want to, like Bobby said.
Yeah.
We try to offer really great stuff, and we don't keep any of the money. It's all about going to help others.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Logan is a little boy in Georgia, and he has a muscle issue that makes it hard for him to walk. So he goes to physical therapy, and the therapist is like, listen, you guys need to buy this little walker online to help him walk. Family looks it up, and it's thousands of dollars. They can't afford it. So they get online, find all the supplies they need. They go to the Home Depot, and they're shopping, and they say, we need all these to build a walker for our son. The Home Depot manager says, listen, you go get some ice cream, come back in an hour. We'll have all those supplies for you. They come back in an hour. The manager and an employee built the walker at the Home Depot and didn't charge the family.
Wow.
Look at that. Dang, where was that?
It was in Cedartown, Georgia.
That's where I'm going to my Home Depot next.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
So, on Sunday, I wake up and I'm like, hey, you know, I should have a couple people over at the house. A swimming pool in my backyard. And so I was like, I texted, I think, five people. And if you text five, maybe two show up.
Maybe. That's, yeah.
It was like, hey, in a few hours, I'm open to pull up.
Especially on a holiday weekend last minute. Yeah,
every single person said yes.
Oh.
So then I'm going, oh, crap. I can now have a party on my hands. What do I do? So I run to Kroger, and I'm like, get a couple noodles and chips. I got like one bag of chips. I'm like, I don't quite know what to do.
You got dip, too.
I had a little salsa. got a thing of waters.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, well, I actually invited five people. I should probably send a note out to like three or four other people. Amy, I'm telling you, every single person showed up.
Oh, well, good.
There
that means
like,
that nobody had anything going on, and you saved the day.
There were like 20 people in my house, and it ended up being a pretty good time, right?
It was fun.
Yeah. And so we all hung out, and parties are weird to me because I still feel like the kid, because I told you, when I was younger, I had a birthday party, and I rented out the old gym, in Mountain Pine. It costs $25 to rent out the gym.
Hmm.
And we're going to have it. And you, there's roller skates in there. And we were going to do like skate. And nobody came to my party. Nobody.
The story's tough.
I was the kid in the Tell Me Something Good that nobody comes and the police officers come. But even the police officers didn't come. So I'm at my party and nobody comes. And so I still have this that nobody's going to come. So then I get there and I'm like, okay, I tell everybody, be here at 1 o'clock. That's what I write. Text everybody. Party, not even party. Get together at 1 o'clock. Because if nobody comes to my get together after they've committed, who cares? Just a get together.
No big deal.
Not a party. Well, so, but I tell Mike D and his girlfriend, I'm like, hey, you guys get here at 12:45 because I need somebody here early. And I'm like, bring some ice because that way they had a reason to get here early, right? And so Mike D and his girlfriend show up at 12:45. And we're talking. And then I had a couple other friends who kind of straggled in around 1:05, 1:15. And then it's just like a few of us. And we're going, it's like 1:30, nobody else is there yet. And I'm going, great, here we go again. And then nobody wants to get in the pool yet because they're waiting to see if anybody else shows up. Because once you get in the pool, you're committed.
Yeah.
And they're like, no one's getting in the pool yet.
Like, stay dry, is that way you can leave?
Yes, yes.
Slip out the front door.
And I'm just watching the front door going, please, somebody else come. And then eventually they all start showing up. But I said 1 o'clock, and most people didn't show up till like 1:40, right?
So did that bother you?
Well, it is what it. That's what people do. So if I'm going to have a 1 o'clock party, I just need to tell people noon, right?
Yeah, then we'll get there at 1.
Because Eddie didn't show up till like 2, but
so
Eddie
what,
has
what
19
does the
kids.
Time matter?
Thanks for recognizing that, yeah.
What?
What does the time matter? Like, if you now it was more like a 2 o'clock party, and that bothered you?
Well, I just said 1 o'clock.
I know, but now you're
if
saying...
If someone invites me to 1 o'clock, I get there at 1 o'clock.
12:50, but yeah.
12:50, even 12:50, I know. But then I'm just worried the whole time nobody's going to come. They did. It was a good time. We had a good time.
Maybe even 12:30. Honestly, I think last time I had something in my house, Bobby showed up 30 minutes early.
Actually, I pulled up in the front and just sat there for a while.
You did?
And yeah, because I
and
don't
And then
ever...
you still came in early? So you got there that much early? I was like, you never, I have to anticipate a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, let me tell you something that I noticed that was kind of like, you can tell Bobby's excited to have people over. He had a little sign in the front. It was just paper towel with a piece of tape and written in Sharpie, come in.
No, my doorbell was broken. So I couldn't hear anybody ring the doorbell. That's why it was.
And then he bought popsicles.
No, I didn't. Someone else brought popsicles.
Oh.
No, you're wrong with everything you're saying.
I pictured you like, oh, everyone's going to come over. I'm so excited.
I'm going to make a sign and buy popsicles.
Yeah.
My doorbell was broken, so I couldn't hear anyone come to the door. And then, no, I didn't buy popsicles.
So was there an out time? Like it started at 1, and
oh,
when
boy.
Did it end?
Well, I kind of wanted it to end a little quicker than it did.
Well, but it started
later. I thought a solid 90 minutes was good for a party.
Hour and a half.
A 90-minute pool party get-together?
What do I know, right? It's like maybe 2 hours. It was, listen, I'm going to say this. We had a great time. It was a good time.
How did you get everybody to leave?
Well, since Eddie has the biggest crew, because it's Eddie, and he has 4 kids now because he has 2 of his own, he's fostered 2 children,
yeah.
And his wife. That's a solid 6-pack. And when the 6-pack was like, hey, we're going to go, which what time was it when you guys left?
I don't know, what, 5:30, 6?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was later.
Like
it was late.
1 to 6.
Then everyone was like, okay, we'll go too. I was like, cool. And I didn't have any, my music died, and so I didn't have any music for outside, so I Amazon Prime nowed a speaker. And it got there around 5.
Yeah.
And so then
a little late.
So here was the problem, Amy.
What happened to that DJ you had last year?
That's what I said.
It wasn't a party.
Oh, yeah, it was a get-together.
It was a last-minute get-together.
It was a snow cone machine.
Yeah, it was just a get-together. And so
it was last minute.
Once I got the music, I was like, here's what I thought. Do I even open this? Because if I open it and start playing the music, then everybody's going to have to stay longer.
So did you open it?
I did, because I Amazon Prime now. And Morgan number 2 was like, when's the music coming? And said, is it here yet? And so once it got there, I ended up having to put it on. And it was really a great, don't listen to me.
Did you play Old Town Road?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Of course.
Yeah. And everyone went crazy.
Everybody, Eddie's kids were like, this is my favorite song. I would give it, I had a great time. I just am not good at putting parties on myself. I need a girlfriend or a wife or a mistress or like cousin
something
to do it for me.
Or I cousin.
Can, anything.
Cousin.
Or I can just hang out because I'm just worried about everything all the time. Anyone get around time? Is anyone?
I think you're still going to have those thoughts even if someone else is handling the details.
Nope.
You're going to be worried. Who's coming? Is anybody going to come?
Yeah, but I think we had 16 to 20 people at some point.
Wow.
And there were some kids.
Eddie had his kids.
And Amy, it was fun. Yeah, like, it was fun. We had a really good time.
We played the game where you throw the bags in the hole.
Cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
Played that game. I have a Razorback cornhole set I never got to set up. We've set it up in the yard. It's good. There's pictures on Instagram. I wore my red, white, and blue jumpsuit that I bought from Target.
A onesie?
That flag onesie?
Yeah. The onesie, right?
Dude, I went to Target.
That was so funny.
And all it was hanging in there, and I was like, man, I wonder what I could wear that for. I might have put this whole get-together on just so I could wear that now that I think about it.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I think now that I think about it, I'm like, where could I wear this onesie? And I was like, maybe I'll invite a couple people over. I think that going to Target and seeing that onesie was what set the whole thing in motion. And so I bought, it was like $18.
Yeah.
And you can see, here's the problem.
What?
And you'll see it on my Instagram. You'll see a picture of me in this onesie and I'm throwing a bag. You can kind of see my pee-pee
a
little
bit. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. It's too tight.
It's a little tight.
Mm-hmm. Was it from the kids section?
Because onesies are for, like, babies.
Well, no, this is an adult
men.
Onesie.
Oh.
But a little bit.
Is it capris? I had to, like a capri onesie?
Go look on Instagram.
I saw.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Now I'm scared to go look again.
But a little bit, you can see my ding-ding. Just a little bit. Can you see it, Mike? You zoom in?
Can you see it, Mike?
Wait, no, we don't need it. It's fine.
And then I have to hear Eddie lecture how he would live in my house. I'm never even at my house.
Man,
I'm on the road most of the time working.
It's just a waste to me. Like, he's got such a baller house with baller amenities that he doesn't even use.
They were like, do you ever go on your deck? I was like, never. I've never been up there once.
Amy, he has a roof deck. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And like I'm like, dude, this is so romantic. You can have dinners with a girl up there under the summer sky, stars and moon. And he's like, never been up there, dude.
I'd never even been up there, other than to be like, this exists. Like people be like, hey, you know, you show people around your house when you walk in. I'm like, there's this thing up here you can walk out. Never set up there once. Who wants to set out? There are mosquitoes out there. I already have a rash on my wrist from something. So there's that. He's lecture. What else do you lecture me on?
Fire pit.
I have like a little fire pit in my backyard.
Little. It's like you can have a bonfire back there and have all the artists he knows play music around the fire, the pool.
I don't invite artists to come over and play music.
Oh.
And that'd be weird.
We had friends or artists. My friends that are artists that came over, but I didn't say bring a guitar. They just came over.
But that's natural. If you had a fire bones, the guitar would naturally pop up.
Well, Eddie, you played the guitar.
Yeah.
You busted it out.
Oh, but there was no fire.
They opened up the fire pit and there's like plants growing in there. They were like, how often do you turn this on? I was like, or turn it on. Do you even turn it on?
No, you light it.
Oh, okay.
Light it.
They were like, how often do you light this? I was like, I don't know, look in there. And it's like grown up. Like,
so you haven't done like s'mores or anything?
Amy, I've never done.
Bones.
That would be fun.
When am I home? When am I home?
Anyway. Oh, yeah. I remember last summer it was awesome because you weren't home a lot and I could just show up with the kids there and they would go swimming.
Didn't you do that?
I did. That's what I'm saying. Like you, well, I mean, with your permission, of course.
I wouldn't even know.
That still happened this summer?
Well, Eddie brought his kids over.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to hate on me for? Mm-hmm. Was there any other?
Just the sound system thing. Like, how do you have a pool party without a sound system?
He's like, I'd put a whole sound system out there. I was like, no, you wouldn't. By the way, if you don't go work on the road all the time, you don't get that house.
Right.
So you wouldn't be there.
Yeah, no, good point.
Also, it was a get-together. So.
It's a get-together, not a party.
And we waited 4 hours for the speaker to come.
Yeah, I did.
Bluetooth speaker.
And when it finally got there, I mean, it was a tiny speaker, too. It wasn't even big. We ordered it, and I was like, this thing's humongous on the internet.
Yeah,
and
things look bigger online.
It showed up, and it looked like a clutch. A girl, lady clutch purse. That's how big this speaker
Amy,
was.
And then he plays his playlist after Nas.
I'm so selfish for playlist. It was all...
Was it sad music?
Yes.
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
That's how he was getting everybody to leave.
Oh. Well, I did play Closing Time. I did. I promise. I played Closing Time. I looked around just to see if anyone would get
hit,
the note.
Yeah. Nudge, nudge.
They kind of did. They did. But I played... What was on my playlist? I did some Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks?
What Dixie Chicks song was it where I was trying to get everybody to go?
Ready to Run?
No, slower.
Cowboy Take Me Away?
That's it. Cowboy Take Me Away. And then I did Oasis, Wonderwall.
Mm-hmm. Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band, Crash.
Counting Crows.
You got through that many slow songs and nobody, nobody had left yet.
Nobody would leave.
We took a nap.
But it was good. It was good.
I mean, I love to hear you say that you had fun. Like, that's the important part. Like, genuinely, you had fun. You were at home. Like,
the party started at 1. I had fun from 2:15 to about 4:30. And then 4:30 on, I was like, I wonder if people want to leave. So a little bit, I think it's a defense mechanism.
It is.
Where I'm like,
oh, you're right. It's 100%. Yeah, you don't want people to start having a good time. So you're like, ugh.
Maybe they should just leave.
Maybe they could go. Because it's like, you know, don't drag something out because then it people just remember like how bad it was. Like, the good times, sort of like a TV show, you know?
Yeah, like don't do an extra season of Dexter.
Just because.
Wrap it strong.
Well, yeah. Seven. Wrap it strong. There you go.
That's right. Say that for a lot of things, but that's it. Watched a couple movies yesterday. I watched one called Fighting With My Family, which I was just flipping through, and I'll look for anything with high Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And so I'm flipping through, beep, 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 and I was like, 92%, okay. It's about this girl. It's a true story about a girl who's in WWE. I guess she was. And it's about her story to make it to the WWE. And I was like, this is not going to be good. And it starts off a little corny, but it ended up being really good. You'd love it.
Is The Rock in that?
Oh, me too?
The Rock's in it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love The Rock. Okay.
But he's playing himself because it's a wrestling-ish movie.
Ew.
But it's about a girl named Paige. Hmm. I don't really watch new wrestling. Was a huge fan of old wrestling. But yeah, it was really good. I gave it an A-. For like a family movie, it was really good. I really wanted to hate on it too, because I like to prove Rotten Tomatoes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, they're right. So
is that fan based, or how does Rotten Tomatoes work? Or are they just a bunch of critics?
Both. Mm-hmm. Like half critics, half people, right?
Okay.
So Fighting With My Family was good, and then I watched called Stan and Ollie, which is about Laurel and Hardy, the old school comedic duo, black and white. And when I was a kid, I was such a nerd. I would go to the public library. I'd get a ride to the public library. And I'd watch late night television, and I would watch Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello and all these black and white shows that weren't on TV. I'd go through the old reel. And so they made this movie about them. And it was pretty good. I liked, I think, more than anyone would that didn't watch those old movies.
Yeah.
But the guy from Step Brothers is in it.
John C. Reilly?
Yeah.
So what do you give it?
I would give it a B-. But I don't know if it'd be your kind of movie, Amy.
Okay.
You'd probably give it a C+. But I enjoy it. So I watched two movies yesterday. I watched the entire first season of Killing Eve, which is on AMC.
Hulu.
Yeah, it's on a lot of... BBC makes it. But Sandra Oh is in it from Grey's Anatomy. I've never seen Grey's Anatomy, so to me she's just an actress.
Oh, to me it's weird because we started watching it, not done yet, just like four episodes into Killing Eve. And yeah, I keep seeing her as her Grey's Anatomy character, so I'm having to break that.
Yeah, I don't have to break that.
Yeah.
But I finished the first season because it's only 8 episodes.
Oh, it is? Okay, so we're halfway there.
Yeah, and then it's good. I started the second season, the first episode. It's just kind of like spy versus spy. And it's pretty good. I wouldn't say, would you love it?
I mean, again, I'm having that whole, I'm like, oh, wow, so she's not a surgeon anymore. Like, I'm like, second career, like she's moved on. So, I mean, I'm liking it, and my husband likes it, and it's like, oh, finally, we found something we both want to watch together again that's like we're actually excited about. So we've had some stuff where we're like, I guess we'll turn this on, but now we're like, are you ready for Killing Eve?
What if you watch it without each other?
Oh, no, we won't.
No, but what if you do? Is that a thing?
Well, that's just a real bummer. Yeah, it's a thing. We like having something that we're excited to watch together. So,
if you're really itching to watch, will you watch it and not tell them and then watch it again?
I've done that before. I can't remember what I did it with. I think maybe Narcos or something. It didn't go well. So, yeah.
Oh, you guys got into a fight over it?
Yeah. Oh. I'd rather not. I just rather keep it something. I have shows I watch on the side by myself.
There's another show called Chernobyl that I want to watch that I haven't started yet. Anyone seen that one? Mike, you seen that one? You know about it? No? I think it's on HBO. I don't know what show is on anymore. Just like click buttons and then pay $2.99 sometimes to watch them. But those are my recommendations. I loved Fighting With My Family. It's a pretty clean family movie, but it was good. And then I like Google everything about her, the wrestling girl. She was like the youngest ever champion winner in the WWE.
Wow.
I think she's only like 26 now or something.
When you say family movie, like I could sit and watch it with my kids?
Yeah, I think they say like two bad words the whole movie.
Oh, okay. Well, they said more than that in Avengers.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They did. But bad words are kind of lost on my kids, so it's fine.
Did your kids see Aladdin?
They did. They went and saw it with their grandparents this weekend, and they loved it. They thought it was so great, and they loved that it was humans and not the cartoon and all the things.
But they've seen the cartoon as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she, like, Stashira, I mean, Stevenson's pretty easy to please. Like, he likes everything. But Stashira, she'll tell you straight up if she doesn't like something. And she loves movies. And she was like, love it. Like, it'll probably be something that we'll watch again at home once it's out to watch at home.
Eddie, you see Aladdin with your kids?
No. But my kids went with my wife. And they said the same thing. They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Will Smith was, like, the star of the movie. It was so funny. He plays the genie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they loved it.
I've never seen Aladdin.
The first one?
You haven't seen the... Oh, okay.
But I haven't really seen any of those. Aladdin, Lion King.
It's so weird, but you've seen those two comedy guys from like 1960, 50, 20,
1920. I was just looking up at the standing ollie.
1930.
It looks like right up my alley. I'm going to watch that.
Laurel and Hardy is the actual duo. And what I did last night is I got back on YouTube and started watching old black and white comedy again. Because
Are they the Who's on First?
Nope, Abbott and Costello.
Okay, just check.
Mm-hmm. Who's on First? No, what?
What's on Second?
Yeah, it's
Did you see I went back to 1991 this week or this last weekend? Point Break.
Oh, yeah. Amy
what
was
a
tagging,
good movie.
Amy was tagging me as she was watching Keanu Reeves. I look at my Insta story, and I got like 94 alerts. And I'm like, what's happening? And Amy's tagging me in every Keanu Reeves scene on Point Break.
I
was like,
him.
Check out these skills.
But it isn't.
Point Break is good.
Isn't it good,
I had never seen it. And my husband and friends, like, they couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, my gosh, you can't go through your life without watching Point Break. So we loaded it up, did a movie night on Saturday night, and it was good.
America's most beloved actor, Keanu Reeves. Say it.
He's good.
How do you say his name? We also had this argument.
His name's Keanu.
Keanu.
Keanu Reeves.
Okay, see, I told you,
but
husband.
There's not a right answer.
Uh-huh, he calls him Keanu.
Okay, no big deal.
Keanu.
Ooh, I say Keanu.
NBD.
Who cares? It with an O?
That's what I say.
But how do you spell it?
I just say Keanu. I mumble it now because I don't know, and I've never talked about Keanu Reeves so much in my life like we have in the last few weeks.
I think either would be acceptable. And I still haven't seen John Wick 3. But I told you, Ryan Hurd was on a plane, and he saw the climbing movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
that I made
Free
everybody
Solo.
Watch.
Free Solo.
I still recommend that as the best movie I've seen in the past 3 months or so.
Wow. That's a big deal.
Right?
I mean, it's pretty intense, but is it the best movie I've seen
in the last 3 months? Name one that's better.
Avengers?
Saw Avengers,
it's a documentary. Avengers was 9 hours too long. It was
it
good.
It was long. But you think Free Solo was better than
You're
Avengers?
You're crazy.
I do. I do. Free Solo is a documentary. I actually
learned
something.
So now it's like, now are you saying in that category? Because in the documentary category, sure.
Oscars,
no,
Academy Awards.
Period. Just movies. And what was I more entertained during? The 14 hours I spent watching Avengers?
It was
or
three.
The hour and 40 minutes I spent watching Free Solo? And what did I talk most about? Free Solo. I was like, this dude's trying to climb a mountain with no gear? It's crazy. I would say yes. I did enjoy Avengers.
Uh-huh.
And I gave it, I think, a B+ or an A-. What, you remember what I gave it?
A B+. Yeah, because I gave it an A.
Yeah. Hmm.
Everyone else gave it an A.
I still
it's
like
okay.
it.
It's
Free
A.
Solo. You're saying Free Solo is better than
yes.
Avengers?
Okay.
You're crazy.
Who has seen both in this room between Free Solo and Avengers? Who's seen both? Just us three?
Okay, yeah.
Well, Mike D is such a nerd. He's
Oh, he loves superheroes.
Go ahead, Mike D.
How do you say it was better?
Because that's like saying one song's not better than the next song. It's just personal preference.
Oh, right. Art.
I enjoyed Free Solo more than I enjoyed the Avengers. Avengers, I had to drive to the theater. I had to.
Now you're factoring
okay.
in the experience.
But don't we factor in the experience in every single thing that we do?
But that's
like if you have your greatest meal ever, but you're sick, you're probably like that's probably not your favorite meal. So yes, the experience of Free Solo is much better than the Avengers. The Avengers, I was like, stop with the fighting. Like
that's what they do.
But this fight scene took an hour. They're like running around with some head or something for like an hour.
They're superheroes. That's what they do. They
I love
fight.
Superhero
I mean,
movies.
The fighting was a little much.
Yes.
And they could have shortened it. Like just chop down a couple of those fight scenes and boom, you get an hour back of your life.
Yeah, thank you.
But I still think it's better than Free Solo. Yeah.
Mm. Whatever.
Crazy.
It's okay. You're both right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's wrong.
I got a text here. Bobby, instead of retiring your headphones, how about giving them to someone like a donation? Guys, these headphones are like 20 years old. They barely will stay on my head right now. When we get our new studio, which is in a month probably.
Crazy.
I may just burn them.
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, in celebration.
Wow.
Mm. And be like, thank you for your time. You know, like sometimes we do with our bodies.
Yeah.
Sprinkle the ashes
over Free Solo at my house. I can't believe you guys don't think that's better than Avengers.
You're acting like you're some rock climber or something.
I was about to hit the button, and Amy starts yelling over the button.
I'm just so confused.
You act like you're a superhero.
I am.
Who are you, Scorpion? Is that even somebody?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm Black
Combat.
Widow.
Oh, that's Sting's finishing move in wrestling.
Just finishing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A woman tried to eavesdrop on her neighbors and got her head stuck in a gate.
Oh.
Sounds like something you would do, huh?
Yeah.
Ish.
Busted. Yeah, maybe. Hey. Well, yeah, I don't know that I'd be eavesdropping on my neighbors, but I would get my head stuck in a gate somehow.
A woman was trying to listen to what her neighbors were saying, So she stuck her head through the gate and it got stuck. It took 5 hours before emergency crews could get her free.
Oh, no. Oh, that's...
How embarrassing, huh?
It's the worst.
In the photo shared on social media, the woman is seen with her head stuck between the bars of the gated entrance while the neighbor and others look on. And everybody's smiling at her in the picture.
Did she have to own up to that? I mean, are they like, why is your head stuck in the gate?
And why so else would like, it be, though?
I know, but I mean... just
it does kind of stink that your head can go through one way but not back through the other.
Yep.
We've all been there with something. All right, wrapping it up. Amy?
I'm just with the kids today. I missed them this weekend, not being with them, and they're home for summer. So.
Oh, are they now done?
School? Oh, yeah, school's done. So, and then my daughter and I will probably start packing. We leave tomorrow for New York, so gotta pack.
By the way, you'll still be on the air.
Yes, I'm going for work, but she's just tagging along.
Going up for the Thomas Rhett album, really? I guess the record comes out Friday?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here on the show Friday, too.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I have a physical today.
Oh.
I know.
Is everything okay? Or is it just standard?
Hey, I'll let you know after the break.
Okay.
Yeah, no, just regular. I guess I have to go and get checked. I'm going to get checked on blood. I don't even know what else they made me do anymore. I don't know. I just finished a physical type thing the other day for life insurance. And they're like, who are you leaving your life insurance to? I was like, I don't know. But they make you get insured. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening. They just took all my specimens.
Wow.
I know. But I have to go to another one of those. Morgan Evans is coming by the house tonight to do a Bobby cast.
Oh, fun.
And he's got the song, Sometimes You Gotta Kiss Somebody. Yeah. So you can search for that later on the Bobby cast. But just normal stuff. Trying to get rid of this elbow, wrist, and ankle rash that I have. I have no idea what this is from. Eddie said it was some kind of lemur disease.
Yeah, plankinlitis.
Because he has it, he thinks that he wishes it on me. Yeah. Lunchbox is up today.
Ooh, I got to take my parents to the airport. They're flying back home. They spent the weekend with the grandbaby. And I guess I'll take a nap and just catch up on the Bachelorette and things like that.
There you go. Thank you all. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday's show. Don't forget, again, Thomas Rhett will be on Friday morning with us as it's his big album release day. Have a good one. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. See you soon.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.